Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today, I'm speaking once again with Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO of Nextech AR Solutions. Stock symbol is NEXCF over the counter, NTAR on the CSE. And of course, all of you know him as one of our top presenters at the next Superstock live stream events. Today, Evan is going to be speaking to us about the newly launched 3D AR ad network, and also we're going to be introduced to Guillaume Pasquale. He is the new director of this division. Evan and Guillaume, welcome.
Thank you, Jack.
Evan, I want to start off with you. Can you talk about what is this AR 3D ad network all about? What do you see as the real big opportunity here? And then, Guillaume, I want to turn over to you.
Sure. We see the ad network as a major driver of revenue in 2020 and beyond. I mean, all of our customers that were signing up for the web AR spend a lot of money. Most of their budget is on advertising on the web. And, they're using 3D ads. They're using actually 2D ads. And what we're doing is we're presenting now this 3D AR ad network to them as an alternative. And they're all signing up and super excited because the conversion rates are better for 3D ads versus 2D ads. And so the big opportunity for us is being first to market. There really is no other 3D AR ad network on the market today. And we just see this enormous, enormous opportunity for us as a first mover, and we can't be more excited, really.
Okay. How big is the market opportunity? I know we've kind of talked about it, and Guillaume, maybe you can jump in. Like, what's the size of the opportunity for online advertising network, and specifically the AR side?
Yeah. So I see this over time, meaning over the next decade or two, as a $1 trillion opportunity. In the near term, according to Artillery, in 2018, there was roughly $500 million spent on AR ads. And by 2023, that number is going to explode to about $9 billion in AR ads. And so, we only need a small fraction of that. If you can imagine, 5 or 10% of that coming to Nextech. That's significant dollars.
And so just to be clear, though, the $9 billion in ad spending on the AR, that's only the AR advertising. That doesn't include, online ads is $300 billion, I believe.
Yeah, that's a brand new industry. That's, starting from almost zero, going to almost $9 billion in, 5 years. And so Nextech is stepping into the fray, and we're basically the only ad network on the web. The ads right now are being run primarily on Snap, which are walled gardens, to a lesser extent, Facebook and Instagram, but those are walled gardens. And what we offer is kind of the ability to target pretty much anywhere in the world. And it's a significant advantage. If you're an agency and you're trying to reach your customer, they're not all on Snap. And so, if you want to advertise using AR right now, Snap is really, the only game in town. Now that Nextech has entered the marketplace, we offer a significant opportunity for advertisers to reach a much broader market. And that's really a big, big value for Nextech and for the agency. And that's why we think we're going to grab a significant piece of this AR ad spend in 2020 and beyond.
Okay. So now I want to kind of turn over to Guillaume, because that's kind of the focus of our call today. Guillaume, sure. You're coming to Nextech from a corporate background, and you've been, I believe, with Microsoft, with Norton. So can you, tell our audience a little bit about your background and what you're going to be bringing from that, your experiences, the network, to, make this ad network, a major success?
Yeah, sure. My background in these companies, and I actually started with Apple, and then I moved to Microsoft, and more recently NortonLifeLock. I also evolved from a brick and mortar type of sales and marketing to a purely online acquisition customer acquisition business over the years. So my focus on all these years was really like the customer experience and how you create value for those customers through the marketing activities you've done. And more recently, like in my most recent role, I was focusing on like exactly the ad networks and how to optimize ads to get customers to engage with your brand and to convert. And I experienced like all the struggle of like standing out between all the other ads, knowing that this year in the US there will be $45 billion investment in online display ads. You need to really understand how you stand out, how you increase your like metrics and KPIs, your conversion rates, your engagement with your customers, and how you get new customers to be interested in your brand. So when I first got in touch with Nextech, I really felt like these guys got it. They have the tech, and they figured out how to play it in an ad. So these ads are brand new. They've never been seen before, so they will really stand out of the whole markets of ads that is out there. And it's really a unique opportunity to like get started with this ad server and put some new innovative ads out there. So where I think the Nextech is standing on a gold mine is that given the budget that will be spent this year and over the next 5 years on the ad business, like even grabbing a small percentage of that to using the ad server is like could be massive.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Jack. Is that, as Guillaume said, if it's a $9 billion market in 2023, and we have 5 or 10%, that's 450 million, maybe 900, almost $1 billion in revenue to Nextech. And that's, it might sound like a fantastic number, but as of today, we think that that's in the realm of being realistic because we have a first mover advantage.
Okay. And Guillaume, so your background is really coming from like the buy side of the advertising equation. So you've been working with the brands to get the get the KPIs and everything and maximize click-throughs. So what do you see as like the big advantage that these AR ads are gonna have, and how quickly do you think this will be able to kind of scale and get a piece of that total online ad budget?
So I've worked with a lot of creative agencies or marketing agencies giving us advice, providing us with new innovative types of creative. And I think over the years, I've exhausted any type of creative, like the classic banner that you see on your website with a buy now button. Like we've tried all types of colors, call to actions, animations, everything. And everyone does that today. So I think that the real advantage comes that we will surprise customers. Like they will see these ads and they will see it as something new, something to interact with, something that stand out on a random web page. So I think that's where the potential is. And all these agencies have been working with throughout the years, they are looking for that kind of opportunities to be an advocate or to promote those technologies to their customers because they want to look good. They want to be the first to propose a brand new type of advertising. So that's huge, really. And like I have examples where an agency would just advise you to throw like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 into a test, like for a couple of weeks, just to test one new tech, one new type of ad, one new network. And a lot of agencies do that for their customers. So if we just can just get that running, this could be huge.
Okay, so basically, so the agencies, the ad buyers, that are in your network that you're familiar with, I mean, they're eager to experiment with new technologies, anything that to give them that edge then.
Definitely. And I already started like joining a few calls of those type of partners and agencies proactively coming to us to ask for like, how did you guys figure out like the 3D ad capacity for possibility? So they are very excited about it and they are asking for more info and how we figured the tech part of it. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, I would just add to that, Jack, that what Guillaume is saying is true, is that our phone is ringing. I mean, we're getting inbound calls asking us, how does the ad network work? How do we sign up? That's a sure sign that we're sitting on a gold mine when we're getting calls from major agencies. We're not talking about mom and pops calling. These are major agencies, and they're interested, and we expect to be launching some pilots in the next couple of weeks. I mean, we're literally preparing them now. So this is in motion. This is happening now. This is not something that, is a year away. We expect to be able to show, signups of customers and announce deals in the next quarter, really. This quarter, Q1, and then, of course, rolling into Q2. So we expect this to move very, very quickly, and we don't think it's going to stop. We think, once we get going and we start showing the results, and, there's been split testing already done, of 2D ads versus 3D ads, and there's a 300 to 600% increase in click-throughs.
That's massive.
Yeah, those are massive. And so with those kinds of massive increases in click-through rates, you can bet that you will see a lot of dollars move to the AR 3D ads.
Okay. Evan, maybe you can talk about what are some of the synergies that you see between the ad network and the other parts of Nextech's business right now?
Yeah. So, that's really, I think the key differentiator for Tech is that we're not just an ad network, a 3D AR ad network. That would be great in and of itself, but that's not the sum total of Nextech. What makes Nextech really special and unique is that we have the ability to capture the AR, create the 3D asset. And so if you think about any competitor that tries to come to market, including Google, they don't create 3D assets. And so even if Google had an ad network that was competing with us, if you sign up for that ad network, you would then have to bring your own 3D asset. Well, with Nextech, we create the 3D asset for you in-house. And then we take that 3D asset, we use it in web AR, so now it's visible on your website, and then we use the same 3D asset for this 3D AR ad network. It's the same asset that you get to carry through to multiple product offerings that Nextech has, whether it's our web AR, whether it's our ad network, whether it's our university for education and training. There's this red thread that Nextech has that, you could take the 3D asset through all these different products that we offer. And that's really, really unique to Nextech. And we see that as a tremendous value add for the customer, which is really a one-stop shop, right? Where, we're not a point solution. We don't just offer you one thing and say, well, you got to bring the 3D asset to us and then we'll run an ad for you. We're saying we'll create the 3D asset. We'll work on the creative with you. Guillaume is an expert at that. And then we'll launch the 3D ad. Again, Guillaume's an expert, 3D AR ad. And then, we'll use the same asset to drive conversions on your website and turn, shoppers into buyers. So there's, huge value. For us, we see this as really the top of the mountain, the 3D AR ad network. And then, because that's where you're going to be driving traffic to a website. And then the website is a little bit further, a little down from the top of the mountain where you're driving conversions. And then if you want to do education and training, we offer that as well. So, you know,
it's a turnkey solution.
It is turnkey, and it's, you know, there's a lot of value in that. We're working on launching our app, which is going to be launched in Q1. So that's in the next 30 days.
And that's the capture app, the AR capture, right?
Huge, huge opportunity for us. Just imagine, Jack, there's millions and millions of e-com site owners and business owners globally. And in that, you know, when you launch an app, it's not just the United States, it's global. And they're all looking for a way to convert their 2D objects into 3D. So when our app goes live, they will now have the power in their hands to take a video of their 2D object, send it to us, and then we turn around and give them the 3D asset. And then they become a lead for us. Like, all of a sudden now we have another customer to contact and talk to them about using that 3D asset on our 3D AR ad network and in our web AR solution. And so we see that app as a really big opportunity for Nextech to really crack open the whole AR industry and really open up the floodgates where right now there's a choke point where, you know, people can't convert assets into 3D at scale. It's just, there's no technology out there that allows people to do that where it's photorealistic. So again, Nextech is going to be a first mover bringing to market this app that puts the power of the creation of the 3D asset in the hands of, you know, pretty much everybody in the world. And, you know, we can't say how big, I mean, that's just an enormous, enormous opportunity for us, Jack.
You know, Guillaume, I want to turn back to you and maybe we could kind of, you know, close on this note. Like, what, you know, what do you see as, you know, like, what's the launch strategy here for the ad network? What are your goals? Like, you know, for the first, let's call it 6 months, a year, you know, what kind of news can investors expect to look forward to?
I think our main priority now would be like to complete some of the initial internal testing with the internal businesses that Nextech has as a good pilot and example. And the next 6 months will be about like getting tests from third-party agencies and customers. But all these phone calls that are coming, we need to convert that into actual tests and get a chunk of that advertising money to actually test and prove the model. So we are going to see, I think, dozens of that moving forward.
Okay. And just to clarify that, when you say test, that means these might be like trials, but you know they're paying for it, right?
Yeah, of course. So the idea is to like get a part of any marketing budget from a partner or an agency, put that in the AR platform, which at the same time, it helps this client enroll into the 3D web model, of course, because you need to start from that.
Right.
So they will start creating their products 3D, then they will have a full 3D campaign through the ad server for like a couple thousand dollars or more, whatever they want to test with. And that this will be all like building the proof points and building the funnel and getting more customers involved.
Okay. You know, that's interesting. So, Guillaume, so let's say you bring an ad agency, you bring one of their clients, they try out the ad network, but also that customer could become a client for, you know, Nextech's, you know, that the advertised business, right, Evan?
Like, exactly. You know,
yeah.
That's the magic of it. Like, they become a long-term customer, whether they want to keep using the ad server or just add more 3D SKUs, they can just build their 3D portfolio like this.
Okay, excellent. So, Evan, do you want to add anything before we wrap up?
I would just say that stay tuned. You know, a lot of exciting things happening at Nextech. I would even say to investors that, you know, right now we're using you know, kind of static 3D objects with our web AR. In the near future, meaning Q2. We expect to be piloting animated 3D AR experiences over the web. Animated, that means, you could have a brand ambassador walking around an actual 3D asset and communicating with the consumer all over the web. No app required. Total game changer. So the technology is getting better and better and more immersive and more exciting. And again, no app required. And Nextech is really leading the charge. And we're going to continue to iterate and continue to push the edge of what's possible in the world of AR and soon even VR.
Okay. Gentlemen, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from Nextech in the coming weeks.
Thank you, Jack. And